Good morning. Today's No Sweat News could gear you up for Sammy Hagar on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. So.
Hello, a little Sammy time. I like it.
Let's get to it. Dateline Philadelphia for this. A... That's the sounder of a No Sweat News story follow-up.
Oh, I like this.
Dateline Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Police Department has determined once and for all that the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, Gritty... You know, the one that looks like a nightmare.
He looks like a bad LSD trip. You can say it. We're not advising anyone to be on a bad LSD trip.
You could just take our word for it.
Yeah, but he does look like
it. You don't have to have a bad LSD trip of your own. Well, Gritty is innocent.
He's innocent?
He did not commit assault on a 13-year-old Flyers fan.
Oh, my God.
So he is free to go.
Excuse me, was this at the game, or is this Gritty just
This is a No Sweat News follow-up. You were here for this, remember?
I was,
There was a photo op with Gritty at the Center, or wherever they play Flyers hockey, whatever alleyway.
FU Center?
And
I don't think that's the name of the arena.
I'm pretty sure that's what I call it, the FU Center.
Okay.
And at the meet and greet, the father said... His son tapped Gritty 3 times on the head, a light tap. After that, my son walked away, and Gritty, from about 8 feet away, got out of his chair and lunged at my son, hitting him in the back, causing bruises.
I'm not laughing, but it's so insane. Mm-hmm. It's just the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Philadelphia's police department has investigated, and they have found no assault on a 13-year-old Flyers fan.
That is actually a story that could only be presented from the city of Philadelphia.
True that, my friend.
I mean, they mugged a robot. They threw snowballs at Santa Claus,
right.
They're investigating their hockey mascot now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Off the rails.
Don't forget, listen, Gritty's first tweet was threatening the Pittsburgh Penguins bird mascot.
Oh, right.
Sleep with one eye open, I believe, is what it said.
Gritty is the most intense mascot, maybe of all time.
I mean, in some sick way, I respect it.
There's something to admire about that.
It's hockey.
Yeah, he's tenacious.
Now, here's the story of a guy in Canada who was a wanted criminal, and the only reason he got caught is a coyote chased him up a tree. Police in Howick, Ontario, Canada, got a call about a 28-year-old guy that neighbors thought was in their area. And they went to the area and found his truck and followed his footprints in the snow and looked up and said, "Hey, what are you doing up there, man? Hey?" And he said, "Well, a coyote chased me up there." And he was very happy to get down and went off to jail without any problems.
Well, we have police dogs. Maybe it's time to thank police coyotes.
Maybe.
I mean, who knows?
Dateline Germany for our third story of the day. A guy in Berlin, performance artist, if you will, pulled around a red wagon with 99 active smartphones in it. Why? To create a fake traffic jam on the Google Maps of Berlin.
That's kind of brilliant.
Each of the map features on each of the 99 phones was launched. Location was detecting. He slowly walked along the streets with his little red wagon. What Google saw and translated on their servers was 99 slow-moving cars on the roads that he was walking on.
Funny.
And sure enough, in a video that you can see at facebook.com/959therad, the Google Map showed these big red stretches where he had his wagon because there apparently were 99 cars stuck in a slow-moving traffic jam. When the only thing there was
just one dude.
This dude and his wagon of phones.
One guy who simply wanted to screw everything up. Those Google Maps are going to become less and less reliable. Mm. We're seeing all kinds of people who are messing with that thing.
There's a hack for you.
Yep.
That's today's No Sweat. And you can see the video. It's highly entertaining.
Nice.
WRET.com, click the pit, or go to Facebook.com/959therad. That's today's No Sweat News. Sammy Hagar tickets up for grabs for Friday's No Sweat News quiz. We've got more fun for you, so stay tuned to the Rad Radio.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.